It's Thursday, May 15th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In just a few moments, Daniel Moore looks at Ezekiel. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this important message? Sometimes praying alone is not enough. We need someone there to pray with us. If that's what you are feeling today, then why don't you call the WME prayer line? You can reach us Monday through Thursday during our normal operating hours at this number, 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. The prayer line is there for you, and World Missionary Evangelism invites you to use it when you're feeling hopeless or lost. Once again, to reach the World Missionary Evangelism prayer line, call 1-214-942-1678.
God bless you, WME family. Welcome back, and thank you for being with us as we continue our study in the book of Ezekiel. And we're looking at Ezekiel. Ezekiel has received his call from God. Ezekiel has received his preparation from God. He's received his mission from the Lord. And as he goes out and does his mission, we look at chapter 4 and chapter 5 of Ezekiel. And God gives Ezekiel these illustrated sermons. He gives him these messages that are to be illustrated before the people of Israel. And they're very detailed in the sense of the message, what God wants him to present to the people. And we see this throughout Ezekiel. Ezekiel is given, like much of the prophets in the Bible, is given illustrated sermons. Sermons that he is illustrating to the people as he speaks to the people. And as he speaks to them, God is speaking to them. God is showing them through these illustrated sermons. And I love this about God because we're all original. You know, many years ago when I started to speak, when I started to preach God's word and to teach God's word, everybody would want me to follow a certain pattern. They would want me to follow a certain style of preaching, a certain school of preaching. But we have to be led of the Holy Spirit. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. And so we see that many times when these prophets would prophesy, would preach, it would be through an illustrated sermon that God had given them. And so he was to present this before the people. And as we come to chapter 6 of Ezekiel, we see that Ezekiel is ordered of the Lord to prophesy. When we look at Ezekiel chapter 6 in verse 1, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward the mountains of Israel, and prophesy against them, and say, Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus said the Lord God to the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, Behold, I, even I, will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places, and your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols." So we see here Ezekiel's prophesying God's judgment against idolatry, God's judgment against false worship. When God tells Ezekiel to prophesy against the mountains, and this is a theme you're going to see throughout the prophets and even during King David's reign, where God and the kings of Israel, where God would tell them to destroy the altars in the high places, in the valleys, because in these high places they would set up worship to these false gods, and they would worship them in place of worshiping the one true God. Remember, this was the same people who God had brought out of the bondage of Egypt. And so the judgment God has pronounced against them because they've turned away from God and they've looked to the gods of the heathens. And because they've looked to the gods of the heathens, of those who didn't know the Lord, God is going to disperse them. But he gives Ezekiel a promise to give to them, that they will be brought back, that they will be restored. But the judgment must begin. And so Ezekiel has to prophesy against all of this idolatry. The altars and the idols have to be brought down. The judgment of God has to come upon all this evil that they have set up there. The Bible tells us that behind every idol, there are demons, there's demonic influence. So all of this had to be brought down. And so God orders Ezekiel to prophesy against this. And so as ministers of the gospel, as preachers of the gospel, we're called by God to denounce false worship. We've made people God. Maybe the church hasn't set up idols, their statues where people give worship to, but they've set up people as idols. They've set up programs as idols. They've set up denominations as idols. Anything that exalts itself above the Lord is an idol and must be brought down. And so God tells Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy. Prophesy against the mountains. Prophesy against this false worship. Prophesy against these lies that have been told to the people. And the people had so fallen away from God. And that is the time in which we live in today, where people have walked away from God. They've walked away from what is right. They've walked away from holiness. They've walked away from righteousness. They've set up idols. They've set up places of worship. You look at it, it's all over in media. You see these Hollywood, and what do they call them? They call them Hollywood stars. These people in the music industry, they call them rock stars. And they've set them up and they've worshiped them. And they've given them these award shows where they're celebrated and where they're exalted. All of this is idol worship. And we've even seen it in the church where people have these titles now in church. And people, they invite to worship them, to exalt them, to speak on how intelligent they are and how anointed they are and how much of God that they have. And we've forgotten that the only star that we should have in our churches is the Lord. The only one that we should exalt above all others is the Lord. And that is true worship. When we put all of our idols down, when we destroy man worship and the worship of idols and the worship of false religion, we set up an altar to worship the one true God, the living God, the mighty God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of covenant, the God of promise, the God of faith, the God of victory. And so the people have walked away from the Lord. They've hardened their hearts. They've gotten to a place of idolatry, of false worship. But God raised up Ezekiel to prophesy against this. God raised up Ezekiel to speak against this. Just as he has raised you up, as he has raised us up to preach and to speak against this false worship, to speak against this evil, to come against it and combat it in the name of Jesus. And by God's grace, that's what we're doing. By God's grace, he's given us the opportunity to go to the four corners of the earth, to preach the gospel, to tell people that there is a one God, one true God, and that we have to worship him, we have to serve him, and we have to honor him. And so Ezekiel begins prophesying against idol worship and prophesying against all of these things that have risen to exalt themselves above the Lord. And so he's preaching judgment. But I love what he says at the end of chapter 6. In the book of Ezekiel, he ends it by saying, "And then they shall know that I am the Lord." When they've set aside their idols, when they've brought down these altars of false worship, then they'll know that I am the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you today for our WME family, Lord. We ask, Lord, your blessing upon them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Because of the success of our native missionaries, World Missionary Evangelism has many requests for new churches in developing nations. A church can cost as little as $3,000 in the Philippines and more in other areas where we have outreach. To find out more about how you, your family, your business organization, your church, your Sunday school class, or your Bible study group can help us build the church for a new congregation of believers in a developing nation, why don't you call 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Just tell the operator that you want to get involved in church building projects. You can also find out more at our website about church building and other WME outreaches. You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.wme.org. That's www.wme.org. In the month of May, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive absolutely free the wonderful book, Worry Less, Pray More, A Woman's Devotional Guide to Anxiety-Free Living by Donna K. Maltese. Whether you worry about work, your relationships, finances, the turmoil of the world, or something more, this devotional guide will help you alleviate your anxiety-inducing thoughts as you learn to live in the freedom of Almighty God, who offers calm for your harried soul. As you read the devotionals and prayer, you grow even closer to the anxiety reliever himself, who will transform your anxious heart into a heart overflowing with peace. You can have this book absolutely free by writing to us today and requesting our May offer at WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas, 75266.
World Missionary Evangelism reaches out to those who are living on the edge between life and death through our Food for Hunger outreach. To give a gift for Food for Hunger, call us at 1-214-942-1678.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address: WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.